این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar. One reporter asks, the fact that I have been accepted as a woman shows that our movement is a progressive one, even though some have tried to portray it as retrograde. Do you think women must necessarily wear Islamic dress or hijab? Must they cover their hair or not? Imam replies, to say I have accepted you means nothing. I have not personally accepted you. You came here without my knowledge. This is not proof that Islam is progressive. Islam did not become progressive the minute you walked here. Progress is not what some of our women or our men think it is. Progress is determined in terms of human and spiritual perfections and by how useful a person is for the nation and the country, not by whether people go to the cinema or dances. These are things. They made you think were progressive so they could drive you into a backward state. Later we must remedy this. In salutary activities, we are free. We are free to go to university and to do any kind of respectable job. The whole nation is free in this regard. However, if anyone wants to do something immodest or harmful to the nation, he or she will be prevented. This is a sign of being progressive. January 23rd, 1979.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the search of Islam. Imam Khomeini has said that we rose up for Islam just as the noble prophet did at the advent of Islam, but we did not suffer and toil as much as he. In this part of speech, Imam Khomeini is saying the cause of raising and having the revolution, it's to follow the footsteps of the noble prophet as he did at the advent of Islam. He did it for the justice, for the cause of Islam. But the second part which he is mentioning is that we did not suffer and toil as much as he, means the prophet, did. In the narrations, we have this narration that the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had more pain. And none of the prophets, obviously we had 124,000 prophets and messengers, none of the prophets had this much of pain, did this much or this amount of pain which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alaihi. He preached Islam for 23 years. And on the other hand, we can see that the Prophet Noah has preached among his people before the storm 950 years. And even after the storm, there were like, he was alive and the preaching continued. He even did not face that much of pain. Or at the time of the Prophet Moses or Prophet Abraham or Prophet Jesus, all these prophets that we see, they did not suffer such a pain which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has this pain in his life. And the cause of being patient on all these pains which he was suffered, he went through, it was all because of Islam. Islam is not just mere a religion the way we can see in the rest of the world. People have just a belief and following it. No, Islam is a set of life. Islam is the way of freedom. Inshallah, we will try to strive for Islam as well.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.